Please tell me that this is a nightmare and I'm about to wake up. How can SAG Industries pull out completely? They're our largest donor.
It's like they say. The economy's stupid.
No, it's the stupid economy. Okay, without SAG, how long can CNRI keep their doors open?
Depends. What time you got?
I have fiesta time.
Or is it siesta time? Which one means a party and which one means a nap?
Tommy, as much as I would love to relive intro to Spanish with you, today is not a good day.
Well, of course not, working in this tiny brick office. It's intolerable. Now, you know where's a spectacular place to spend the day? Coast City. Here's what I am thinking. Sunset flight on my private plane, dinner at Broom's. I'll have you home by midnight. Or maybe in the morning.
Hmm? What is this?
This is what we talked about. This is you getting to know the real me.
Tommy, so you don't misunderstand. CNRI just lost its largest single donor, which means all of the hard work and sacrifices that I have made to help this legal clinic survive, it may have been for nothing.
Maybe another time. Yeah?
I mean, haven't you noticed she's been acting a little down lately?
What am I saying? Of course you haven't.
Well, who are you to judge? Since when do you pay attention to how Mom's feeling?
Since our stepfather suddenly decided to take a business trip halfway around the world.
I think when someone at Walter's pay grade takes a business trip, it's always sudden, Thea. I wouldn't worry.
Ah, guess who I just hung up with? Janice Bowen. Carter's mother.
Oh.
Carter Bowen, the perfect son.
Is he perfect?
According to you, Carter Bowen just won the National Chess Championship. Carter Bowen is anchoring the debate team.
Sure, I didn't make that big of a fuss.
Oliver, Carter just got accepted into Harvard and Princeton.
Well, that's because Carter got a perfect score in his SATs.
Now, how did he manage to study and cure cancer?
All right. I get it. Well, they're coming for brunch, and I expect you to be there.
I have plans.
That's fine. Brunch is tomorrow.
Inches from a clean getaway.
Well, you too, Thea.
Snap.
Nobody says that anymore.
What? Mom? I can't actually go.
I haven't seen the Bowens in years. So whatever it is that you have planned, I'm sure the two of you can make the sacrifice just this once.
We'll be there.
Hey, I hate you.
Yeah.
You know your friend Scott Morgan from your father's list?
He tried to kill himself. Maybe he was afraid of getting a visit from you.
How fast can you make it to Starling General?
On my way.
Hey, just the man I wanted to see. I just picked up a new sports car, and I'm thinking we can open her up, pick up a few speeding tickets.
That sounds great, but something's come up. I got a jet.
Oh, okay. Nice talk. Thanks.
Moves fast, doesn't he?
It's ironic, really, since you're the one we call Speedy.
Called, please. For the love of God. But if you need somebody to talk to, I'm here.
You know, maybe you could help. There's this girl that I'm interested in, and I am really not sure how to pursue it.
Have you tried using your usual lines? Hi, my name is Tommy Merlin, and I'm a billionaire, but I don't look like Warren Buffett.
Yeah, she is aware of that, and she doesn't care. You know, money really isn't a big deal to her.
Why don't you just tell her how you feel?
Well, I've known her for a long time, and I'm not sure the direct approach is really the right way to go.
Maybe you just have to figure out what's a big deal to her and make it a big deal to you.
Thea, you are amazing. Love you.